The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, yo, this is DMX. You know what makes me mad? When ask for the truth, but can't handle the truth. All right? Now tell them why you mad on The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Hello, who's this?
Mark Wade from South Carolina, Boston, Mass, baby.
Hey, why are you calling, bro?
I'm kind of angry at you guys, man. How y'all do that to T-Mac, man?
Well, you think T-Mac's a Hall of Famer?
Dominique Wilkins, 28-5-7 a season. T-Mac, 28-5-5. How's he not a Hall of Famer?
Yeah, okay, you might got a point, but I don't know. I feel like Dominique had a better career than T-Mac. He didn't really have the health issues that T-Mac had.
Yeah,
you know the Hawks. Let me see what the farthest the Hawks made it. The Hawks haven't made it to the Eastern Conference Finals. I don't remember.
I don't know. Well,
I don't think so.
Yeah, they did once. I think they did once, but it was that battle between him and Jordan during the slam dunk contest. Dominique so big. Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, tell him why you mad.
Hey, man, I'm mad because, you know, I came off this good weekend. You know, them Gamecocks won that final.
Yes, sir.
But we start Monday, and Charlamagne ain't there to give us the yo-yo-yo.
My fault, man. I'm running a little late, man. Just a little late, man. But, you know, I dropped one of Clues bombs for those Gamecocks, though.
Come on, man. Give him a yo-yo-yo-yo one time.
I can't. I have my wisdom tooth pulled, and my tooth is hurting me this morning.
It is. It still hurts.
Where my tooth was hurt.
Damn, man. Well, you ain't getting no yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo this morning, bro. You can do it yourself. Go ahead.
Yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo. He sounds just like you.
I got to follow up with the...
He might be a little better.
I got to follow up with the dentist today, matter of fact.
Hello, who's this?
You not taking any painkillers?
This is May.
May, tell him why you mad.
Well, it's been going on 2 years since I went to a Chris Brown concert and got my hat stolen.
Whoa.
What kind of hat was it?
It was a Detroit baseball cap that I wanted Chris to sign.
And are you the one that you're saying he stole your hat? That it was all in the rumors and everything?
Yes, exactly. That's me.
You're not going to get that hat back, mama.
I'm not going to get the hat back.
You could have been with the Lids, the Hat World, or any place in the mall and got that Detroit hat again.
No, wait. I know I'm not going to get the hat back. That's not the problem. I know that by now. It's gone. It's disappeared. My problem was when I asked about the hat, I was attacked by everybody, including Chris. And I have received no apology or nothing for it. He's been giving out everything. He even went onto TSR and said he may give me a hat, and I never received anything.
What the hell is TSR? The
shade room.
Yeah, the shade room.
Now, come on now. We don't say TSR now. Who says TSR?
She does. She clearly is a roommate.
The shade room, damn
That's
it.
Right.
Yeah, and I haven't received anything for it. I haven't got an apology.
I guess
the one thing I want an apology for is Chris attacked me. She didn't call me everything in the book instead of answering my question. And all I asked him was, did you sign my hat?
So now, are you still a fan?
No, I'm not a fan. How am I going to be a fan if you call me a bird, bitch, and a hoe?
That's a fact.
Your favorite rapper call you a bird, bitch, and a hoe. Listen, baby, I want to tell you something, all right?
You gonna tell me you gonna get him to give me?
No, what I'm gonna tell you is the same problems you had before you called here. You gonna have when you hang up. Okay, nothing changes.
Sorry, mom, you still ain't getting your hat back. Tell him why you mad.
I feel bad for her.
585-105. Well, matter of fact, tell him why you're blessed.
I really do feel bad for her.
If you feel blessed,
wants the hat back, man.
Call us up right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Not a bounce back, boy. I've been broke as hell. Cast a check and bounce back. D-Town LAX, every week I bounce back. If you a real one, then you know how to bounce back. Bounce back.
Listen up.
Okay. Are you blessed and highly favored?
I feel blessed.
Tell the congregation at 800-585-1051.
This a celebration.
It's the Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning. It's John. How y'all doing?
Hey, John. Why you calling us this morning, bro?
Hey, I'm calling y'all. I'm blessed, man.
Tell us why you're blessed, bro.
So I'm a disabled vet. My right ankle was fused twice. I ran the Charleston Cooper River Bridge Run this weekend, 6.2 miles.
Oh, wow. Man.
I run in 10 years.
Congrats.
That's
everybody
incredible.
In the 843. That's dope, my brother.
Yeah, with my 9-year-old son. So God is good, man. God is great.
Absolutely.
Was he keeping up with you on purpose? He didn't want to embarrass daddy?
Yeah, he did. Okay. No, he did. Absolutely.
My right, man.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's up, DJ Envy? This is Big Fredo from New York. What's up, baby? What's good, man?
Fred, tell them why you blessed, bro.
Yo, I'm blessed, man, because your daughter's out of the hospital. I'm blessed because you guys are on the radio show doing the damn thing every day for the people, man. I'm out here, I'm a truck driver delivering the school milk, man, so I'm just blessed, man.
Revolt TV is back today, too. They were on vacation last week, so for everybody that watches on Revolt, you can turn us back on.
That's right. Thank
hey,
you,
God bless you out here peddling that poison to our kids this morning in the form of milk.
No, stop
for
it.
All us lactose intolerant people.
Hello, who's this?
This is Scotty Moore. Good morning, everybody.
Now, Scotty, you are mad and blessed at the same time, huh?
Yeah, I'm mad because I can't watch The Breakfast Club because I'm about to move. And I'm blessed because I spit some bars on the show and you told me to get a job, so I got a job. And
well,
I'm
you got a job at, my brother. Talk to me.
You heard that, Charlamagne. I love you, but you told me the Ooh. Truth. You know what I'm saying?
F your dreams.
Nice.
All right, God bless.
That's
right.
Why I tell somebody F their dreams works.
My goodness.
I got a whole chapter in my book called F Your Dreams just for people like that. Get them on the right path.
All right. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, we'll talk about a proposal in front of millions of people. We'll tell you who just got engaged. Also, how could you be mad at Kendrick Lamar over the song Humble? We'll tell you what had people so upset.
All right. And also, next hour, shoot your shot. Now, if you work with somebody or there's somebody that you might like and you want to shoot your shot at, maybe try to take out on a date, whatever it may be, we're going to give you the opportunity to, all right? You can email us, breakfastclubam@gmail.com. We'll get you on the phone and let you shoot your shot. Rumors on the way. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Kendrick Lamar.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, last week we heard Kendrick Lamar's new single, Humble. And obviously we all in here were very impressed. The video was incredible. But this one line had some women upset. Here's the line.
I'm so sick and tired of the Photoshop. Show me something natural like Everone with your pride. Show me something natural like ass with some stretch marks.
What's the problem?
Now, women were upset. They said things like, you know, I love Kendrick and Humble is amazing, but that man is hella problematic when it comes to women, more specifically black women.
Oh, Lord. As soon as you hear the word problematic, you know some BS about to come behind it.
So they just, I guess the for certain women that were upset, their reason for being upset was they don't want Kendrick to tell you about the standards of beauty that you should fit into.
All that man said was he has a preference, and for once, somebody's preference is something natural. The scratch marks, whatever. Like, you get mad when they shame you about the ass shots and the plastic surgery. Now somebody bigging it up for the natural chicks, and you mad?
I just thought that when he was saying it, because I wasn't offended by it at all, I thought it was a positive message, and I thought that message was, ladies, you don't have to Photoshop yourself. I love your stretch marks, so don't feel like you have to.
But you don't have nothing fake on you. If you had something fake on you, you might feel a different way.
Yeah, but people out here dying because of butt shots. So finally, Kendrick is saying, look, embrace your naturalness.
I'm with him.
Embrace your stretch marks.
But he didn't say anything about anything unnatural. He's saying he's tired of Photoshop.
Right.
And he's saying, show me something natural like your Afro, like Afro and Richard Pryor. Show me something natural like ass with some stretch marks. Mm-hmm. He's not saying anything about don't get a fake ass or don't have any plastic surgery. What he's saying is you don't have to Photoshop yourself because we think you're beautiful. A lot of times women try to hide certain things on their body. They're ashamed of it. They're ashamed of their stretch marks. They go online. They Photoshop certain things, but there's nothing wrong with looking how you look.
They're stretching. They're reaching for something.
Y'all ain't got nothing better to debate about, man?
That's what I said.
Huh?
But it really was a huge thing. I was out of town, and I'm reading all that stuff, and I'm like, wow, they mad at Kendrick over the song Humble?
I missed
all
that.
He was really speaking some truth, you know? So sometimes you see somebody in person and you don't even recognize them because their pictures look so different because they Photoshop it so much. You don't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, here's some great news. John Cena at WrestleMania in Orlando on Sunday. He got down on one knee after he won the mixed tag team match. He and Nikki Bella, who is his longtime girlfriend, and here's what happened.
I have been waiting so long to ask you this. Stephanie Nicole Garcia Colas, will you marry me?
That's a beautiful time to propose to somebody. They've been together a long time.
Hey, don't propose to me at WrestleMania, though, because you got to say my real government name. They don't know me as that. They know me as Nikki Bella. You say my whole government name.
The real fans know her real name.
The fans are like, who the hell are you proposing to?
But if he had a loss, would he still have done it?
It's a WWE. You think they were going to let them lose?
It's pre-planned before.
Oh, sorry.
We already know what's going to go down.
Wrestling's not real?
Oh, okay. I mean, if it's real, if you want it to be real, just like Santa Claus, I'm not going to take your dreams away from you.
You stop it.
I'm not going to take none of your dreams.
Now, right before the WrestleMania event happened, he tweeted out, it's such an honor to stand next to the woman I love at WrestleMania. He tweeted that alongside their promotional photo. So congratulations.
Nice to them. Congratulations.
Yes, to them. All right. Now, I told you last week about Mel B and her husband getting divorced, right? Stephen Belafonte. Well, now a woman has come forward. She's a reality star in Britain, Lady Victoria Hervey, and she says that she had a drunken night with the couple years ago. I told you before, they had kind of a loose arrangement. And she said it was all a blur and everyone was very drunk. She said one minute they were laying in bed watching a movie together. Then they got carried away and Stephen was on top of her and Mel was kissing her. Next thing she remembers, they all woke up naked in bed in the morning. So they actually had been friends for years. They knew each other from the London party scene, but became friends once they were both in L.A. When Mel B was on Dancing with the Stars, she would invite Victoria to come and come with Stephen to watch her compete. Then they would go out for dinner. And so this just happened to go down back in 2007, she said. And they actually went to the bedroom to avoid waking up their kids because this was right after she gave birth to her daughter. All right. I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. That was Love with Tory Lanez. Now let's get in some front page news. Now, congratulations to the women's South Carolina Gamecocks. They beat Mississippi State 67-55. Congratulations to them.
Drop
they won
one
the national
balls
title
for the Lady Gamecocks. Damn it, Staley and Asia Wilson and all of them.
Now North Carolina plays Gonzaga tonight. Now you went to the game when South Carolina played over the weekend, right?
I did go to Phoenix and watch the Gamecocks play Gonzaga on Saturday.
How was the game? I didn't see it.
The game was
good. They got
blown
out?
Nah, they didn't get blown out. They was down by 15, then they came back. I think they ended up losing by like 4 points or something like that.
Mm-hmm. That's the furthest they ever got.
That was the furthest they ever got. You know, South Carolina is not necessarily a basketball state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, more of a football state. But, you know, salute to the men Gamecocks for making it to the Final Four and the lady Gamecocks for bringing home the national championship. I'm actually going to be in Columbia this Saturday. I'm going to be at the gala by JW from 12 to 4 for the C3 conference.
Okay.
Brought to you by Columbia Career Connect. I'll be speaking there this Saturday.
Now let's talk about Rikers Island.
Yes, Mayor Bill de Blasio has vowed on Friday he's going to close down Rikers Island. This whole process could take about 10 years. And Rikers Island has been an issue for the longest time with people going to Rikers Island for a nonviolent crime, not even being charged with the crime yet, awaiting trial, people who aren't able to make bail. People on average spend about 9 months in Rikers Island awaiting trial, possibly sometimes for a crime they didn't even commit or something they wouldn't even end up going to jail for 9 months for. We just saw the Khalif Browder docuseries on Spike TV that Jay-Z executive produced. And that was an example of a 16-year-old who was sent to prison, to Rikers Island. He was there for 3 years before even going to trial, and he spent 800 days in solitary confinement.
Drop on the clues bombs for Hov and that Khalif Browder documentary.
Great
Don't
documentary.
Think for 1 second that their documentary didn't play a role in this decision to close
absolutely.
Rikers Island. Because sometimes
absolutely.
You hear about things, but you don't necessarily, you know, see them, so you don't really think about how crazy and terrible they are. But when you actually see it, it makes people want to create some sort of change.
Now, just last year, Mayor Bill de Blasio had dismissed closing that jail, saying that it would be unrealistic. But now he's saying it should be less people. The jail population has to be reduced to 5,000 in order for this to happen, which is about half of what it is now. And the other issue is, where are we going to put these jails? They want to do like a borough by borough situation.
Small jails, right?
But a lot of people, of course, if you're, you know, live in a certain neighborhood, you're not going to want the jail anywhere near where you live. So that's going to be the next issue. Where are they going to house
these jails?
These jails.
And I think that's the other thing, too. I mean, Rikers definitely needs to close, but then again, maybe you don't close it, but you just send the worst of the worst there.
The violent murderers.
Yeah. The ones that are really, really,
pedophiles.
really terrible.
Right.
You know, you don't send the Khalif Browders of the world.
Not at all. Now let's talk about Bill O'Reilly.
Bill O'Reilly. Now, there's these harassment allegations against him that we've been observing for years now. It's actually cost Fox about $13 million in settlements because of five different women that he had to settle with. And according to Bill O'Reilly, he said he struck those settlements to spare his kids from hurtful headlines about lawsuits. But according to insiders at Fox, this is nothing new, nothing that people didn't know about for years. They said that Bill O'Reilly, everybody had to recognize that he was a cable news legend. He's a loudmouth. They loved his They loved him. He actually has a huge base over at Fox. They said when his show comes on, an extra 1 million people tune in. So Fox already has been successful on Fox News, but with Bill O'Reilly, even more successful. He's the biggest star over there. The problem is that he has a pattern. Now, the Times has did a whole entire expose on what's going on about how Bill O'Reilly would wield his influence to pursue sexual relationships, and he's had a lot of issues. They feel like other women will probably come forward after this as well, but he's also known for being verbally abusive. I'm sure you guys remember this.
Whatever it is, it's not right on a teleprompter. I don't know what that is. I've never seen that. Okay. Now, I can't read it. There's no words on it.
True.
There's no words there. That's tomorrow, and that is at...
Again, 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today, and we will leave you with a... I can't do it. Okay. We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live! F*** it! Do it live! I'll write it, and we'll do it live! F***ing thing sucks!
Drop on the clues bomb for that crack.
Tantrum.
Drop on the clues bomb for that crack ass cracker, Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly is the epitome of you do what you want when you're popping.
My goodness. All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, when we come back, shoot your shot.
Oh, man. This really turned into something.
Now, if people don't know what shoot your shot is, explain to the people what shoot your shot is, G.
Well, this all started with us doing Tell 'Em Why You're Mad, and somebody called in and really wanted to try to get with a guy that he was friends with, but he wasn't sure if he was gay or not. And we just said, you should just shoot your shot and see what happens. And after that, a lot of people hit us up wanting to shoot their shot with somebody they've always had a little thing for.
All right. When we come back, we're going to have Tone on the line. He wants to shoot his shot, I guess, with a coworker. We'll find out when we come back. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, it's time for shoot your shot. Now, Yee, explain to the people where shoot your shot came from.
Shoot your shot all went down when during Tell 'Em Why You're Mad, somebody called in and told us they wanted to pick up somebody that they've known for quite some time. Well, a lot of people were then hitting us up after that saying, you know what, I want to shoot my shot too. Because if you don't even try to ask somebody, you never know what could happen, right?
That's right. All right, and we got Tone on the line. Tone, good morning. Tone, what's going on, man?
Yo, how you feeling, man?
Now, this is shoot your shot. Who are you trying to shoot at?
All right, so basically, it's a shorty named Daisha.
Okay.
The reason why it's a little interesting, though, is because I kind of dated a sister a couple years back.
Kind of dated, or you dated a sister?
I dated it. Yeah, I mean, we dated for like 2 years.
Oh my God, that's a relationship.
After 2 years.
But she was dishonest, you know, she tried to, you know, for real, she had like a one of them work husband type setup bulls.
That don't mean they having sex. I got a work wife.
But yeah, you know, so anyway, we had our problems. We separated. I mean, we were separated. So, you know, I was hanging, I was chilling, dipping with another shorty. And now she wants to say I'm cheating on her. And long story short, it was whack. It's over.
Were you cheating on her?
Look, we were separated. So, I'm not. Yeah.
Listen,
okay.
The only time you can be allowed to cheat when you're separated is when you're T.I. and you got Bernice Burgos.
Stop it, man. But go ahead.
But yeah, so anyway, like I said, that was a couple years ago. So, you know, so I cut hair, you know, so I'm in my shop, and her little sister comes through quite often, you know, get her son haircut. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm feeling shorty. I really am.
So now you want to mess with this girl who you dated for 2 years, little sister.
Yeah, in a nutshell.
My goodness.
I'm going to tell you something about shot you're trying to take. I think you need to draw up another play. I don't think this shot is a high percentage shot, sir.
I don't know. I mean, me and shorty, we got a connection. I mean, even when I was dating a sister, like, she was like my go-to. I could always talk to her. We always, you know, we got good chemistry. I mean, that's how I look at it.
Oh, Lord. I think you're reading into this all wrong. But we shall see, shall we?
What accent is that?
Yeah, I don't know what accent that is.
Was that like an Irish southerner?
All right, so when we come back, we're going to call your ex-girl's sister.
Daisha.
Now, if Daisha's a good sister, this shouldn't happen.
All right, we'll see what happens when we come back. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Shoot your shot. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. All right, if you just joined us, we're in the middle of Shoot Your Shot. We have Tone on the line. Tone is trying to kick it to his ex-girlfriend's sister. I don't think this is going to work. Well, we're going to let Tone shoot his shot. All right, Tone, dial the number.
Hello?
Yo, what's up, Daisha?
Yeah, who this?
It's Tone.
Oh, hey, what's up?
What's up? I mean, look, I know I'm just cut to it. I'm really trying to hang out with you, trying to see you. I mean, I don't know if you're dating anybody, but on the real, I think we got a connection. I'm basically trying to holler at you. What's up with you? You free?
You're kidding, right?
It's not going too well.
Daisha.
No, I'm straight serious.
Daisha.
Wait, who is that?
Oh, this is Angela Yee from the Breakfast Club.
What's up, Daisha?
This is on the radio?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I heard this on the Breakfast Club last week, that old man.
Yeah, shoot your shot.
What's going on here? What?
Look, I told you this wasn't a high percentage shot. Basically, Daisha, this dude that used to date your sister says he wants to date you now. You know Tone, right?
Yeah. He used to date my sister like a couple years ago.
He wants you now.
Yeah.
But you know he cheated on your sister.
He think y'all got a connection.
Well, he's bugging. Because, I mean, first of all, you dated my sister, so that's immediately no. Second of all, I know all your business. I know why you don't date my sister anymore.
No, you really don't know nothing about me.
She was
foul. You was foul in a lot of ways. I mean, like, we cool now, and I bring my son to your barbershop and you're a cool person, but like...
So you mean to tell me last week when we were talking?
That's my sister. I would never think to do that to her.
But last week when I was talking and saying, you know what I mean, we should go get a couple drinks, you seemed like you was with it. You seemed like, I live my life. I just keep that past bad energy in the past.
Daisha, are you going
okay, well,
to find a new barber?
Getting a couple drinks, you know, that's one thing. Like, you know, we chill. We have conversation and stuff. Yeah, sure. I might see if he did a couple drips, but like to date, to like actual holler, you know, like we cool and shit, but don't you, get it twisted.
Matumbo with the block, boy.
No. She's gonna try to play me now. What I'm trying to say, yo.
You're getting too angry.
Tone, this flight is not going to go out tonight. All right, it's canceled.
I don't know. She showed me.
I mean, I don't care. I don't date anybody that has ever gone out with none of my girls.
I'm with you, Daisha. I'm with you, girl code.
Are you going to find your, Daisha, are you going to find your son a new barber now?
I might have to because this shit is going to be mad awkward.
His hair gonna be messed up then.
Wow.
Damn. Don't mess up that boy hair.
Well, that's what you get, Tone. I can't stand you guys who always think a woman want them just because a woman being nice to them. Just because
exactly.
She being nice to you.
Exactly. And I can't be nice to somebody.
No, it's deeper than that. She just front for the lights.
Oh, my God. For the lights.
If you don't stop.
For the lights.
You know? She told you no. Look how you acting. Now I'm glad she told you no because you were acting like a bitch.
Damn.
Wow.
Exactly.
Well, Daisha, if you need a new barber, you know, I would recommend that you start Googling for one now because it's going to be mad awkward now.
Yeah, all right.
He is not the only lineup in the world.
Exactly. All right.
I can get a lineup anywhere, Tone.
You just lost a client.
All right. Well, sorry for you, bro.
Hey, yeah, sorry it didn't work out, Tone.
Have a blessed day, Tone.
I ain't even sweating it.
You should be. I told you this wasn't a high percentage shot. I told you draw up another play, but no, you don't want to listen.
Who would want to date somebody that would betray their sister like that anyway? Come on.
You want to pull up from half court and shoot.
Okay. Sorry, guys. Have a good one.
Okay.
All right. Well, sometimes shooting
my
shot
girl, Daisha.
Doesn't work out the way it's expected.
Matumbo with the block, boy.
All right. We got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, we are going to be talking about Mary J. Blige. Now, she was up here on The Breakfast Club talking about all the money that Kendu wants from her. But find out what he's threatening to do just in case. Also, Chance the Rapper, we love a good story, will tell you what he's done now in Chicago.
All right, all that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report. With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
By the way, I thought you'd be relieved to know that Little Twist has been released from jail. I don't know if you guys remembered. I just saw the story. I didn't even realize he was in jail.
Man, I have never not cared about something so much.
I haven't heard much about him. I guess that was the reason why.
All right, Kendu Isaacs. Of course, we talked to Mary J. Blige last week, and she was discussing how Kendu wants to get over $100,000 a month from her in payments from the divorce. Now, here is what she said on The Breakfast Club.
It's being reported now that he wants $100,000 in child support a month. Are you prepared to kick that out to him?
Absolutely not. I'm not. And I'm not just for no reason at all, because you don't even deserve that.
And that's not their child.
Yeah, I don't think it's child support.
I don't even have kids.
Right. That's not
I don't have any
together.
Children right. with him. So I'm not responsible for your children, mm-hmm. your mom, your new girlfriend, your ex-wife. I'm not responsible for all of
right.
that. So don't do me that. You're not deserving of anything. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, according to Bossip, there was a blind item, and they revealed that blind item is about Kendu. They're saying that he has knowledge of some pretty funky paperwork and some cooking of the books that happen and some financial things that they've been doing over the years to not pay the government properly. So he's making some suggestions that he could perhaps put her on blast for that.
But wouldn't that make him like an accessory?
Yeah, I would think that would implicate him as well. They were married, so any type of cooking of any books, you were the manager, and you were married.
He didn't think that went through.
Don't go burning down the car tonight.
I'm gonna tell you how we was doing this. I'm gonna tell
no,
on you.
Kendu.
Well, you gonna tell on you too then?
Don't burn down the car tonight, Kendu.
Yeah, come on. Leave poor Mary alone, man. You already left her for another woman and said you were in love with somebody else.
That is true.
Come on. All right, Big Sean, congratulations to him. He got the key to Detroit. He was awarded the key to his hometown because of work that he's done through his organization, the Sean Anderson Foundation. It focuses on education, health, and safety programs for the youth. Now, according to Big Sean, he said the mayor said he's given it to three people, Stevie Wonder, Berry Gordy, and me. He said, I'm the youngest person to receive this in the history of the city. Thank you for this monumental moment.
Nope.
So congratulations.
Drop on the clues bombs for Big Sean, damn it.
It's Big Sean. All right, J-Lo. Now, her and Alex Rodriguez have been dating, but they haven't really confirmed anything. Just a lot of pictures of them going out on little dates and outings and pictures of J-Lo with his sister and family
members.
They
were on vacation too, right?
Yeah, they were on vacation together, but no one's really spoken about whether or not they're in a relationship. Well, Alex Rodriguez was on The View, and here's what he said.
We're having a great time. She's an amazing, amazing girl.
one of the smartest human beings I've ever met, and also an incredible mother.
Is there anything that you know that we wouldn't know?
Well, for one, she was a track star in high school and junior high. So she's an awesome athlete.
I knew that.
She just likes simple things. I mean, she's a very, very simple person, loves family, is a great sister, is a great daughter.
What's her guilty pleasure eating-wise?
Chocolate chip ice cream.
Ooh,
and little chocolate chip cookies.
I like her.
All right, so I guess that's confirmation now that they are indeed dating. They're a cute couple. I'm not mad at it, but in the meantime, Jennifer Lopez is getting sued for these hoverboards. I guess she had agreed to use these hoverboards, 42 custom hoverboards for her tour, for her Planet Hollywood show in Vegas, and she was supposed to post once every 3 months on Twitter or Instagram, but she didn't end up doing that at all, so now they're suing her. And shout out to Chance the Rapper. He has made another $2.2 million donation to public schools in Chicago.
Trouble includes bonds for Chance the Rapper, damn it.
That's dope.
Now, he announced this on Friday. He said he was holding a second press conference for Chicago Public Schools. And he also talked about raising some money. Some people who secured the funds were the Chicago Bulls, who matched his $1 million.
That's
Kanye's
good.
Manager, Scooter Braun. Hannibal Buress also made a huge donation. So Chance the Rapper is happy to say that yet another $2.2 million.
Hannibal just donated all that money because he's trying to get his soul right after killing Bill Cosby.
Well, you know what? If the government...
Bill Cosby's still alive, by the way.
No, he's not.
Anyway, if the government won't do it, if the mayor won't do it, it's nice to know that Chance the Rapper will make it happen in Chicago.
I just want Chance to follow up and make sure that money is going to the right place, though.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, make sure that money is actually getting to the students who need it or the schools that actually need it.
Right.
Well, I guess they're going to be getting some material resources as well with that money for the Chicago Public Schools. And so he's been spending money, and he's also been making sure that happens. And that will be in collaboration with the Children's First Fund and in partnership with the Chicago-based Arts Education Advocacy Organization.
And Chance is making his voice much, much stronger by donating that money because he's putting his money where his mouth is. So he can really complain. When he complains now, it's really going to be loud.
Now, he also has unveiled the new Chance Arts and Literature Fund. So that's going to bring arts programs and materials to school. So he has his own program now, so we can see where that money is going.
Okay.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
Thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who you giving that donkey to?
Listen, man, for after the hour, we have to talk about Bazile Elebi. This man has elevated himself to at least top five crackheads of all time, and we'll tell you why.
Top five?
Top, at least top five.
Okay.
Time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed way.
So like a donkey.
Yeehaw.
Okay. Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Monday, April 3rd, goes to a young man named Bazile Elebi. Now, Bazile Elebi smokes crack, ladies and gentlemen. And he's 39 years old. That's what I call a new crackhead. And if it's one thing your Uncle Charlotte doesn't understand, is how is it new crackheads in 2017? At 39 years old, what about crack was appealing to you at some point in your life that instead of being a dope boy in the trap, Bazile decided he wanted to be the dope head smoking crack? You know the saying, smart people learn from their own mistakes, wise people learn from the mistakes of crackheads? You're not supposed to be a 39-year-old fiend. There's absolutely, positively no reason for that, okay?
I'm gonna tell you something about me, Joe Rogan, that you might not know. I smoke rocks.
Yeah, well, Bazile Elebi has put himself in the Crackhead Hall of Fame. Bazile has to be top 10 crackheads of all time. Might be top three. Immediately off the top of my head, I think about it. Pookie from New Jack City, Tyrone Biggums from Chappelle's Show, Ezel from Friday, Gator from Jungle Fever, Lamar Odom, and now Bazile Elebi. I know you're thinking, what has Bazile done to be in the upper echelon of crackheads? Why is Bazile now in the running for being one of the top five fiends of all time? Let's go to WSB-TV Atlanta for the report, please.
One of three people arrested in connection with starting the fire appeared in court in the past hour. Bazile Elebi is being held on a $200,000 bond.
He is now charged with arson, Sophia. Originally, this charge of criminal damage to property went into court today. The last minute, they added that second arson charge now. The arrest affidavit gives details of what he's accused of. It states he continues to say he left the area under the 85 bridge before the fire started, and that eventually grew into a massive inferno that took out the interstate. But statements from the couple he was with at the time, now charged with only trespassing, say they were with Elebi to smoke crack cocaine, and at one point, quote, watched Basil Ellaby place a chair on top of a shopping cart, reach under the shopping cart, and ignite it.
Now, let me give you all some context to that news report in case it went over your head. The fire that caused I-85 to collapse in Atlanta last week, Basil Ellaby. Basil Ellaby smoking crack.
I'm going to tell you something about me, Joe Rogan, that you might not know. I smoke rock.
Okay. Basil Ellaby was charged with first-degree arson in connection with the fire that collapsed part of I-85. What kind of rocks was he smoking?
It's crack shit, man. It's got me, man. I don't got no control over it, man. I try to kick, man. This shit just be calling me, man. Be calling me, man. I just got to go to it. Help, man.
How hot was his crack pipe?
Mm-mm-mm.
Okay, the shopping cart, did it run into something flammable? How in the hell does one crackhead cause a whole section of I-85 to collapse? Now, I totally understand that crackheads are invincible. Every crackhead I've ever known my whole life is still in Monk's Corner, South Carolina right now smoking rock. I only know one.
Between me and you, man, when you're done, I clean all that shit up for you for $2.
He's dead.
What?
You better not tell nobody, man.
Hey, Smokey back here taking a shit.
Now listen, I only know one crackhead from my youth that died, and the only reason he died is because he got clean. I'm saying all that to say crackheads have superpowers that the rest of us don't. They are really immortal, but never in the history of crackdom have I ever heard about a crackhead taking out a whole interstate. If y'all got crackheads like this in Atlanta, I see why BMF got so big. Okay? But Basil, you can't go around burning down highways in Atlanta. How in the hell you gonna get to the trap with no highway? You're making it harder for yourself and the D-Boys. Because if you're keeping traffic backed up and you take out parts of the highway, everything slows down. You don't want that. You wanna get to your crack fast and on demand.
I'm gonna tell you something about me, Joe Rogan, that
okay.
You might not know. I smoke rocks.
Basil, I really have nothing else to say about this story. Because some donkey today's just sell themselves. Please give Basil Ellaby the biggest hee-haw, please.
All right.
This is an amazing story, by the way. And this
oh, my God. Well, you know what? Thank God crack didn't kill in this situation.
That is
and
true.
Nobody was killed when this happened. Just a lot of inconvenience and a lot of money.
A lot of inconvenience and a lot of money, but that's the point, man. You can't just be slowing down things, man. People got crack to smoke and crack to sell in Atlanta.
All right. Well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-105. Well, let's have some fun with this. Who is the greatest crackhead of all time?
Oh, I gave y'all some. Pookie from New Jack City.
This crack shit, man. It's got me, man. I don't got no control over it, man. I try to kick, man. This shit be calling me, man. Be
absolutely.
Me, man.
Tyrone Biggums from Chappelle's Show is another one.
That's a big one, uh-huh. Who else?
Ezel from Friday.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Look, between me and you, man, when you're done, I clean all that shit up for you for $2.
There you go.
What? You better not tell nobody, man.
Hey, Smokey back here taking a shit.
Any other crackheads I can't remember?
You can't forget about Gator from Jungle Fever. You can't you can't forget about Lamar Odom.
Mm.
You gotta throw Whitney in there. Rest in peace.
Allegedly, or do we know this for sure?
Whitney, well, no, she said she didn't smoke crack.
All right.
Crack is whack.
G Money from New Jack City. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
You said Marion Barry?
Marion Barry, wow.
I'm just saying he was in a very high position of power. He was very functional.
You're right.
And a crackhead. All right, 800-585-1051. Who is the greatest crackhead of all time?
Oh, Bubbles. Our producer Eddie said Bubbles from The Wire.
Oh, he used to sell the white T-shirts at the cart.
Oh, yeah.
Greatest crackhead of all time.
Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, Charlamagne gave Donkey of the Day to a crackhead.
Yes, Basil Ellaby. Basil Ellaby smokes crack. He is the reason that I-85 collapsed in Atlanta last week. Well, at least that's what the
media...
He's
being charged with that. He's going to be back in court, I think, April 14th or something.
Yeah, that's what the media is telling us, at least, because I just don't understand how a crackhead can take out a whole highway. Maybe was it flammable material under the highway that caused it to blow up and didn't collapse?
I don't know.
But they said the collapse was started by a fire. And allegedly that fire was from him smoking
Basil
crack.
Basil Ellaby's crack pipe.
All right, so we're asking, who is the greatest crackhead of all time? 800-585-1051. I'm going with Pookie.
Pookie from New Jack City is amazing, man. I think that's Chris Rock's greatest comedy role, actually. Tyrone Biggums from Chappelle's Show is another one.
He was a big crackhead.
We cannot forget about Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown.
Mm.
For at least a moment. At one point, they were America's favorite crackheads.
I don't know.
And I love them. They're both legends, but come on.
I'm going to say Marion Barry just because he actually came back from having got arrested for crack and serving a jail sentence and then became mayor again in D.C.
Yeah, we saw that
for
before,
four
though.
Terms.
Well, no, we didn't see that before.
He when was have you seen that before?
Rob Ford. Rob Ford in Canada.
No, this he was first. Marion Barry
was
first.
Yeah, Marion was first.
And four terms in D.C.
But then Rob did it. But then it's D.C.
Right, well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, we're talking. Who is the greatest crackhead of all time?
What's up, Envy? I think DMX is the greatest crackhead of all time. He's definitely got superpowers. He's withstanding a lot, you know?
Well, I might actually run into him, so I can't agree with you.
Who'd you say now?
He said DMX.
DMX. Oh, I forgot about DMX, bro. God, I forgot about the dog X.
Oh, somebody said Eddie Kane from the Five Heartbeats.
Yep. Hello, who's this?
It's Sean.
Sean, we're talking who is the greatest crackhead of all time?
Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen is the greatest crackhead
of
all time. Forgot
about
that's
a good
true.
One. Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good one. Thank
How you forget good old Charlie Sheen?
My man at the Honest Jerks on Twitter said Rick James.
Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, what's your name?
Makara.
Hey, Makara. Who's the greatest crackhead of all time?
Well, I don't know about the greatest, but Felicia from Friday had it going on because she would sell every damn thing at the house.
You're right. And damn near 30 years later, people are back saying, bye, Felicia.
Mm. You better know it. Bye, Felicia.
All right. Thank you. Hello. Who's this?
Hi. How are you?
Hey, what's your name?
My name is Tanya.
Hey, Tanya. Who's the greatest crackhead of all time?
Hi. I think the greatest crackhead of all is the one who played in Holiday Heart.
Oh, you talking about Wanda? Was it Wanda?
Yes. Yeah, it was Wanda.
Wow.
I didn't forget her name for nothing on my way to work.
All right. Thank you, Mama. All right. 800-585-1051. Who is the greatest crackhead of all time? I'm still going with Pookie,
and
man.
I'm still going with Marion Barry.
It's some good ones. Somebody said Chico DeBarge. Chico DeBarge used to smoke crack?
I don't know.
I ain't never know Chico smoked crack.
I know he went to jail, but I don't think it was for that.
You sure? Let's Google and see if Chico DeBarge smoked crack.
All right. 800-585-1051. The greatest crackhead of all time is... Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're asking, who is the greatest crackhead of all time? Hello, who's this?
This is David. How you doing? Good morning.
Hey, David. We're talking crackheads this morning. Who you got?
I got to say that man from Toronto, Rob Ford.
Rob Ford.
I think nobody. Yup. I think nobody could top that dude. He just didn't give a damn. He kept going forward with it.
He was unapologetic.
That's right.
He learned from Marion Barry, though. Got to give Marion Barry his just due. He was the trendsetter for Mayor Smoking Rock.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's going on? This is Mogul Tony Curtis from Queens.
What's up, bro? Who's
going on?
The greatest crackhead of all time?
Man, y'all got the radios popping right now, man. I love y'all listening to y'all in the morning, boy.
Thank you, sir.
The greatest crackhead of all time was my uncle brother.
Okay.
Because we ain't had no electricity. He used to steal that electric from my neighbor, so he made sure my mom lights was on.
Drop on the clues, bombs, man. What's his name, bro? You got to say his name, man.
Listen. Yeah, that's my uncle brother. His name was Lucius Amarco, but we called him Uncle Brother.
Uncle
By
Brother.
By the way.
Crackhead Uncle Brother.
Crackheads be having some great names. Lucius,
listen,
Carmichael.
R.I.P. to my uncle, though, because like Charlamagne said, when they get clean, they pass away.
That's it.
What happened, man.
Crackheads are immortal until they stop smoking rock. When they stop smoking rock, that's when you're going to see their tombstone.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Jerome from Savannah, Georgia.
Jerome, who's the greatest crackhead of all time?
Man, I got two. I got Scarface and Jordan Belfort off of Wolf of Wall Street.
But that was coke, though. They wasn't smoking hard. They
and
wasn't
Quaaludes.
Smoking rock.
That was Quaaludes.
Yeah, that was a crack.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he it's started off crack.
Kids, coke and crack are not the same thing.
Hello?
Coke is fried.
Hey.
Crack is fried cocaine.
We talking about crackheads, man. You got one?
Yes, Condi Alexander from the corner.
Mmm, that's a good one.
Okay.
Yes,
the corner.
Yes, Condi.
Hey, my man Gucci Man LaFlare up on Twitter says, how can you forget about the immortal crackhead Lawrence Taylor?
OLT.
Wow.
Giants.
Wow.
Hello, who's this?
What's up, man? It's John from Providence. Shout out to the 401.
What's up? We're talking crackheads this morning. Which one you got?
You know, you ever watch the PJs? You got Smokey from the PJs?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
PJs. Okay, let's go to one more person. Hello, who's this?
Charmaine from South Carolina.
Hey, Charmaine. We're talking crackheads. The greatest crackhead of all time. Who you got?
I got two. I got Wanda from Holiday Heart.
Okay.
And Janine from House of Pain. Janine of House of Pain.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mama.
All right.
I think we named all the popular crackheads this morning.
All right, and you know what? I actually have Chris Rock to back me up with Mary and Barry.
Smoke crack got his job back. How the hell that happened? I mean, if you get caught smoking crack at McDonald's, you can't get your job back. Smoke crack got his job. All I want to know, who ran against him that they lost? Who was so bad they lost to a crackhead? Man, now, come on, man. How are you going to tell little kids to not get high when the mayor's on crack? Don't get high. It won't be nothing. I could be mayor.
All right, what's the, I don't know, I don't think there's a moral of the story.
There's a moral of the story. The moral of the story is simply you can't smoke rock if you live in a glass crack house. And a fun fact, black people invented crack because of our love to fry things. We started to fry cocaine.
Shut up. No, you lied.
We did. We fried a little cocaine and put a little flour in it. You know what I'm saying?
That's not how it went down. And crack was put in the communities.
And we invented crack.
Because it's cheaper than cocaine.
Okay.
All right.
Stop it.
Well, we got rumors on the way.
Yes, we are going to talk about BET and what's going on with these recent press releases about who is stepping down. We'll tell you what's going on. It seems a little bit crazy. We'll see whose side you're on. Also, the Olympics. Dr. Dre is involved. We'll tell you how.
Okay. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, some more numbers are in for Jordan Peele's Get Out, and the movie has crossed the $150 million mark.
Wow.
At the domestic box office. That would be the highest grossing movie ever.
Wow.
For a feature debut for a writer-director of an original screenplay.
Drop on the clues bombs for Jordan Peele, damn it.
So congratulations. Again, did you see it yet, Envy?
I haven't seen it yet. I haven't had time. My daughter was in the hospital for 6 days.
Get Out's an incredible movie. I'm not going to see it this week, though. At all.
All right. Dr. Dre is trying to bring the Olympics to L.A. He has joined the 2024 Olympic Host Committee. He's trying to bring the Olympics there. It's between L.A. and Paris to host the game. So they're going to announce on September 13th who actually wins that bid.
Was the Olympics up in New York? I can't remember. Was it ever in New York? No?
I don't recall it.
I don't know.
They should do it in New York one good time. Wait, Manhattan, right? No?
What the hell would they do the Olympics at in New York City?
Well, they got to build stadiums. They do it in different areas, different boroughs.
Ain't nothing to build, no space.
Yeah, where they going to build? They just build in New York.
They could do it in
Portland. Do it in Brownsville.
They take different parks, Prospect Park, Central Park.
Tear down the Pink House projects. And put, matter of fact, where they tear down Rikers and put the Olympics there.
There you go.
That'll be amazing.
All right, and since we're talking about Brooklyn and New York and Dr. Dre and the Olympics, Dr. Dre might be at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction. You know, Tupac is getting inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And they are actually going to be selling his memorabilia that very same day. An auction house, Black Heritage Auction, is selling Tupac's handwritten lyrics and jewelry that very same day. They have 39 items that are going to be up for sale. And altogether, it's going to be about almost $500,000 worth of items.
I see a lot of people saying that they don't think Dr. Dre and Snoop should be the ones doing that because Pac didn't get along with them.
At the end, when he died.
But I mean, let's be for real. Who did Pac really get along with when he died? I mean, you can get Tretch and Buckshot to do it. Drop on the clues bomb for Tretch and Buckshot.
And I'm sure they'll be a part of it.
The Outlaws.
Hopefully.
Who would you pick to induct Tupac into
I would pick somebody that, you know, he actually, you know, really was riding with before he died. I mean, the Outlaws would be the perfect people to do it. Tretch, Buckshot.
I'm sure they want the star power.
If you want star power,
and they did know him really well. I don't know.
If you want star power, get Jada Pinkett Smith.
Jada Pinkett would be dope.
She'd have been good.
Yeah, why not?
But I think Snoop and Dre would be good as well. I think the Outlaws.
But he didn't like them when they died, allegedly.
At the end, though.
Yeah. All right, now, Boosie Badass, he was supposed to headline the second annual Spring Fest at Virginia Motorsports Park, but things got shut down. Apparently, before he was supposed to go on stage, there were some gunshots that rang out, and he is not happy about it. Here is what Boosie Badass had to say.
Kind of pissed off. I was supposed to be in Dinwiddie at the car show. They start shooting. Start shooting again, so I won't be allowed to go. Now all these girls walking in the hotel. I ain't going to Boosie show. They be shooting too much. They gonna start shooting. I ain't going to Boosie show. They gonna start shooting. The fuck up. They ain't. I'm mad.
So he's upset. He don't want people to think that anytime there's a Boosie show, they're going to start shooting.
That is true.
That's annoying. All right, now let's discuss the BET drama. We told you last week about Stephen Hill stepping down at BET and also Zola Mashariki. She was the head of original programming. She's supposed to be leaving the network, but now she has left. She has made a statement. Apparently, she had no idea that this memo was going to go out, and that was the first she heard of it. She said, "Hi, team. As many of you know, I was diagnosed with breast cancer in December and have been out of the office and on medical leave since my first surgery on February 6th. I just had another surgery last week, and it's a painful recovery for me. It has also been hard on my children." She said, "I heard yesterday Stephen was leaving BET. I'm concerned that there was a reference to me, as Stephen's departure is a separate issue from my status. Here are the facts. I'm on medical leave. My job is protected by the Family Medical Leave Act and related statutes." So she said that she has this medical leave right now. You can't fire somebody while they're on medical leave. She said, and BET is reaffirming that she's no longer employed at the network. They said, "These claims misrepresent the facts and are without merit. We strongly deny any allegation of a wrongdoing." So I don't know what's going on over there, BET.
Did Stephen Hill get fired or did he quit?
Well, the memo they put out said that he stepped down.
Sounded to me like he got fired.
But we don't know all the details of what happened, but we know what was in that memo.
That's a weird firing, especially now, because BET kind of popping
it. It is popping
like,
right
BET
now.
BET got some really good programming.
Nas has a new show on BET, and actually Nas's manager, who sold that show to the network, left a whole post. Did you see his post about BET? He said, "This is the America I'm putting my energy towards. Debra Lee, you have the audacity to do something so disgusting to someone fighting for their life. We discuss diversity amongst each other almost every day. Women and African Americans are two of the most deprived minority groups in this country, and they are also the least likely to fight for one another. How could we ever allow someone fighting to live get news like this dumped on their effing head?" Mm. So he's not too happy about
it. Is you gonna pull the show from BET though, Nas's manager? Huh? Is that gonna happen?
I don't know what could happen if that contract is signed. Mm. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hills and Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.